Tell me what you're growing, though, here.
We have all sorts of stuff.
Mrs. Bush picked vegetables and placed them in a basket. As she greeted Steve Bollinger, creator of a garden designed to provide food and income for patients living with HIV/AIDS. At the Fan Hospital, Mrs. Bush also distributed mosquito nets treated with repellent to HIV/AIDS patients who are highly susceptible to malaria.
We just eradicated malaria in the United States in about 1950. We know malaria can be eradicated. And so we stand with you as you try to eradicate malaria in Senegal.
Through her visit, Mrs. Bush is looking at how U.S. aid is being used to fight malaria and HIV/AIDS in Africa and to improve education. The First Lady met with President Abdoulaye Wade and First Lady Vivian Wade at the Presidential Palace. She also held audience at Grand Medine Grade School, where she recognized five female students who won scholarships through the U.S. Africa Education Initiative. Mrs. Bush talked with one of the winners, named Nango.
Nango says her scholarship gives her an opportunity few girls in her rural village have ever had, the chance to be educated past primary school. Now Nango plans to become the first girl in her village to attend a university.
Before a crowd at the school, Mrs. Bush announced the United States will send 800,000 textbooks to Senegal schools before the end of the summer. She also promised more training for teachers and scholarships for young women.
An investment in education, no matter how significant, is always worth it. By investing in education, governments meet their other fundamental obligations to improve opportunities for children and families, to strengthen their economies, and to keep their citizens in good health.
President and Mrs. Bush's daughter, Jenna Bush, is accompanying her mother on the tour. Mrs. Bush's trip will continue through Friday with stops in Mozambique, Zambia, and Mali. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.